Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome, guys, gals, and binary pals. How you doing? It is episode 562 of the OC podcast. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. We're a gaming podcast, a video gaming podcast for the more wise and mature, not necessarily old. Not necessarily mature either, gamer, and we just stay a little bit off centre. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, mixer.com/OC Podcast, and youtube.com/OC Podcast. Streaming there normally, maybe not tonight. We're on Twitch, though, definitely on Twitch. And with me tonight, we have the lovely, the strawberry blonde himself, Mr. Peachin. How you doing?
Hello. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you. And I have some exciting news, Pete.
Go on.
We have a new member of the team.
Okay.
This gentleman has been a long-time listener of the show.
Ooh.
And we haven't heard from him for a while. And okay. He might be a bit nervous, so we have to be gentle with him.
I don't mind nervous people.
That person is Mr. Mark Wright. How you doing, Mark?
Hello, everyone. I thought you were going to let something out of the bag then, because there might be something in the pipeline, what Robin alluded to last week. I was thinking, is he supposed to be saying this? yes, I am. I am, suppose, a bit of a stranger recently. Yeah, thanks for welcoming me back.
That's quite right. And you're spinning the decks as well.
I am, so, yeah. So hopefully everything will go all right this week. Robin's not in charge. Love you, Robin. Well,
I'm sure it will. And yes, other members of the show, Rich Webster was going to make an appearance, but he's asleep. I know.
What does he do? Does anybody know what he does for a living? I asked him.
I think he's a professional sleeper.
Is he?
At 8 o'clock at night, so.
Richard Webster. Yeah.
And then
even my mum doesn't go that early.
That's nuts.
Yeah, we know, Mark. and Mr. Robin Tate has some babysitting duties to deal with.
Yeah, he's got a lot of chickens.
Yes, he's home alone. Greg DeLacy is flying to Denver, and Kim Woods is watching her team lose at the moment.
And don't forget Gary.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Wow.
I found that clip especially for Gary.
And joining us in the chat at the moment is Scott Stubby. How are you doing, Scott Stubby? Good to see you again. So, let's find out what everyone's been doing for the last week.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Right then, we'll start with Mr. Chin, because Mark has obviously got a lot to catch up on because he's been away for so long. So we'll start with you, Pete. What have you been up to?
I've just been doing wedding stuff, wedding invites, looking at bands to play at our wedding reception and picking our ceremony vows, some of the music as well, and, you know, just doing all that adult stuff. Today, I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to have a nice, cool, chilled out day playing snooker with my brother. As some of you know, Mike Chin from that small podcast called Veteran Gamers. They can't get their YouTube channels right at the minute, but he's got it. I thought I'd spend a nice day with Mike playing snooker, but he'll probably be saying the same story just now on Veteran Gamers, but we got a call this morning. I don't know, it's about 20 past eight or something like that. Oh, my brother never calls me, never. he just normally sends me messages, and I was like, picks up the phone, and I was like, all right, Mike. He went, kind of. So what's up? He went, well, I'm virtually homeless. And I was like, virtually homeless? What do you mean? What are you doing? And he's like, oh, the house on fire. There's a house on fire next door, and it's like breaching onto ours, and we've got a shared gas supply, and there's like the fire brigade have come and pretty much shut the whole area off, and they can't access anything. Can you come and pick me up? So he was homeless for a day. I thought, do you know what? I was hoping that even though it's bad, like I was hoping he'd be homeless for 24 hours so he could come on to this show. I thought I could probably get him here on a bit of a surprise and introduce the show. In fact, I'd get Mike to do it. Because he could do my voice pretty much easily enough, and I'd have him on as a you know a guest host. But oh well, it didn't go to plan. He was here. We spent about I don't know 5 or 6 hours together. We had some time in the caf, and he's played some poker VR as well here. And yeah, we had a bit of time. So yeah, basically, someone set fire to next door neighbor's house and the bin area, should I say? And caused mayhem. Where he's living. They shut about 4 houses off, and they couldn't get in there. So that's Mike's story on the Veteran Gamers. You don't want to listen to the rest of the podcast. It's just,
no, so it's no point. No point in listening to.
Yeah,
it.
I could fill you in on Mike's life, and it's pretty bleak. So I can fill you in with the good stuff, and did you just stay here, okay, folks? That's us.
Thanks, Pete. Mark?
Watching a bit of TV, catching up on some Netflix series, been binge-watching a few. Watched The Witcher, full season of that. Kim was on about it last couple of weeks. Really enjoyed it. I was a bit confused about the timeline thing in the first, like, 3 episodes. But, yeah, got there in the end. Really good, really enjoyed it. I thought Henry Cavill played a brilliant Witcher, Geralt of Rivia. I know he got a lot of flack for it from the critics, but I thought it was really good. I thought he summed it up to a T with the Geraltisms he had. And watched Titans Season 2, the DC comic thing.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm not really a comic book person, and I watched Season 1 last year. I thought it was okay, actually. It was, to say the sort of like late teens, early 20 characters. It was quite brutal and a lot of swearing and that. And it was pretty good, and it left on the cliffhanger. And Season 2 was pretty good as well. So, yeah, if you like superhero stuff, it's well worth a watch. I think, actually, Titans is on Amazon Prime, not Netflix.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Mark, with you talking about all this TV, have you seen the latest episode of Vikings?
No, I'm waiting till they're all finished, because they're doing it weekly, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm waiting till they're all out, and then I'm going to just binge them.
Oh, is well, it good? You might come across some spoilers, so
I might start watching it then.
I would.
We've just started Marvel's Runaways, and that's a bit weird at the moment. I'm not getting into that. So as soon as that's finished, I think we've got 4 episodes left of that, I'm going to crack on with that.
Good.
Awesome. Sorry, good. I actually can't remember what I've done this week.
You can tell Phil's in a rush, look.
Yeah.
Remember everything, let's move on.
No. I went out for a few ales in Burton yesterday. So we had some friends around who are very much into their beers and craft beers. And it's always been an issue. Burton is the brewing capital of Britain.
Yes.
So very much a traditional real ale place. Lots of different pubs and bars with real ales from across the country, and lots of craft ales as well. And some of the pubs have been, with my dietary requirements, some of the pubs have been a bit difficult with not having beers that I can drink. So usually I have to have lagers, and they don't taste very nice. But it's been fantastic. Yesterday, all the pubs I went to all had vegan suitable beers for me. So it's really, really good. Quite a few were drunk, and we finished the evening playing Cards Against Humanity, which we hadn't played before. And went through the whole pack. It is
I've never heard about it though.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. Really good. Aside from that, I think we watched a couple of films. One of those was Charlie Wilson's War with Mr. Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, which was really good. And that's pretty much it. A quiet week. So, shall we talk about some games?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Phil, are you on a promise tonight?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
Why? This is the normal pace of the show when I host.
You're going fast.
No, we just bang through it.
No, you're going fast.
This is normal. Right.
Fist games.
Pete, take us through the monthly freebies and what's coming out.
Oh, you totally caught me off on one then. Could somebody else do it? Right, monthly freebies. Oh, my geez. Right, monthly freebies. Games of Gold. Is it Sticks? Shards of Darkness. Batman, the Telltale series. That sounds interesting. Tekken 6 and Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy.
You're probably too late for Tekken 6.
It's the 19th. Yeah.
Well, never mind. Let's move on. PlayStation Plus.
Actually, just hop back a second. Sorry, Pete.
Okay.
Batman, the Telltale series. Is that a... point and click thing like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's same by the same people, and it's a full season apparently. So all five episodes.
I didn't reveal dates, did I? So I mean, all the rest of them, they're pretty much gone, aren't they? But the Batman Telltale series is from January 16th until February 15th, so you've got a decent amount of time to play that. So I might give that a go actually.
Well, it's one of those things, Games of Gold. Once you download it, you've got it forever.
Yeah. Once you like, it's like class as a purchase, but you're not paying for it. And then you can play it, as long as you've got your subscription active, you can play it anytime you want. You don't have to play it in that time frame, Pete.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, all right. Mark.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah. So, if you purchased a Games of Gold game from last year, as long as your Xbox Live is current, you can still play it.
There we go. Look, we're all levels of geek.
Edumacating.
Edumacating me. Gingers have this downfall sometimes. We might not have souls, and our memory's not that great neither. But there we go. PlayStation Plus, January 2020. Let's have a look. Goat Simulator and Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection.
That's a great one, that Uncharted collection. Two and three are superb. One's a bit of a murder fest, but yeah, two and three are great.
I've never played them.
Yeah, really good.
There's no change to these, I don't think. Kim mentioned them last week, I think, didn't she? But anyway, Anacute, Ape Out, Dandara, Enter the Gungeon. Oh, that sounds so naughty, doesn't it? Gato, Roboto, Heave Ho, Kingdom New Lands, A Normal Lost Phone. Is that really a game? Come on.
That's really
PC,
a game.
PC, it probably is.
Okay, Splasher, Witch Eye. And then on Stadia, Rise of the Tomb Raider, there's a 20-year collect. Can you believe that is 20 years old?
Yeah.
And Thumper. That's not explicit. That is actually a game.
I remember playing the first Tomb Raider game on my really old Pentium 1 PC, which had something like 4 megabytes of RAM and a 20 megabyte hard drive. And I bought a 3D FX Voodoo graphics card, a solid state one, and it clicked when it went into 3D mode. But it looked really good instead of having completely pointy boobs, they were a bit more polygoned. But yeah, it was great. I loved the early Tomb Raider games, 1, 2, and 3.
I told you it was a different geek level. I mean, how do you remember all of those and then remember the boobs as well?
You can never forget boobs.
Yeah.
It's obviously very, very important to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stuck in his mind.
Yep. You can mention boobs now that Jenny's not in the room.
Yeah, I'm away from it now, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Pete. There's some pretty good games out coming out on there. So I've got obviously Twitch Prime, but I never use, never get any of the games from Twitch Prime.
I always get them, but I never play them. It's like the Epic Game Store ones. I've never done them, but I've just started collecting them now. But I don't know if I'll ever get to bloody play them. You just feel like you're losing out otherwise, don't you?
Yeah. And Witch Eye sounds like something you get from playing Splasher.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonder if it's okay. A pink eye.
So, Mark, yes. You've been away for quite a while. Catch us up on what you've been playing.
Believe it or not, over the whole of Christmas and all the weeks I've not been here, I've hardly played anything. I've not really been. I lost my gaming mojo completely.
I haven't played
what?
PUBG or COD?
Nope. I've not touched them. Not played Breakpoint. I've not played anything for a while. I've not been well enough to really. My head's not been in the right space. But just recently, I've just started getting back into it a little bit. And one of the things, exactly the same as Kim, what sparked me off, after watching The Witcher, I thought, I got The Witcher Enhanced Edition on PC. God knows how long ago, I think it was in a Humble Bundle, or I must have bought it like mega cheap. So I thought, I'm going to fire that up. So I played, wrong button. I pressed the wrong button. I played The Witcher, the first one, on PC. Now, you can tell how old this game is instantly. I think it was 2006, 2007 when it came out. And it doesn't look too bad for the age of it, but the controls are definitely old school PC. You can use a WASD to move around, but a lot of it's mouse action, so you just click once to swing, click again when you see an icon flash for your second swing, for your combo, and again for your third swing. If you don't get the timing right on the mouse, it misses or doesn't swing properly, so that can cock up your battling. So the combat's a bit rudimentary and a bit boring, but the story's great. It's true to form with the books and everything. In fact, the first opening cutscene is the same as the Striga scenes in the Witcher TV series, so that was good. You can see exactly how they've done it and everything on the TV series, because it just follows the game and the books completely, so it's brilliant. So I got as far as Act 2, and I was getting a bit, not fed up of it, but it was hard work, hard going, because of the controls, and it didn't hold your hand as much with where to go, and it was hard to figure out where you're supposed to go and how to get there, because the map was very basic. So I thought, I've got to Act 2, that's enough for me, I've got my money's worth out of it, because I probably got it for, like, peanuts. So I fired up The Witcher 2. On the Xbox 360 backward compatible. Just get my video up for that.
On The Witcher, the first Witcher.
Yeah.
You got to Act 2. Is it actually worth, do you think it's worth us going back to it? I mean, I played probably 6-7 hours of The Witcher 3. Enjoyed it for whatever reason. Something shiny came along and took me away from it. Is it worth going back to The Witcher 1 and 2? Because I've got them on, I think I've got them on Xbox, or at least Witcher 2 on Xbox.
Yeah, Witcher 1's only on PC. Witcher 1, I wouldn't say so. And even Witcher 2, the story is separate to Witcher 3, but it does give you some sort of like backstory on Yennefer and Triss. Well, I've not come across Yennefer in the first game. I've come across Triss. But you don't really need to. I've seen a lot of people say you can just jump into Witcher 3. But Witcher 3 is a huge game. I think I put 80 hours into that. And there's still loads to do. But that's including the DLC. The DLC packs, they can be 20, 30 hours each. So it's a fantastic game. But I've put about 10 hours into The Witcher 1. So I've given it a good run. But Witcher 2 is apparently a 30-hour game. But the difference in game mechanics, it's leaps and bounds above. It's difference between night and day. It's similar to Witcher 3. You've got your proper Obviously, you've got controller support because it's on console anyway. So you've got your proper slow attack, fast attack, or strong attack. You've got your signs you can do with your different abilities with the triggers. You can easily switch between signs and weapons now, whereas on the PC it was quite complex and a bit difficult to do. There's crafting in this one now. A lot easier to manage your skill trees and everything. And just even because it's such an old game as well, I think this was 2010, was it? I think my game save was 2011, I've caught up on. Graphically, running on the Xbox One, it looks really good.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
You dropped off.
Did I drop off?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've got some drop frames. Yeah, the streams are still going there. Yeah, oh, no, it's got showing offline now. Hopefully it'll reconnect. I don't know why, but I upgraded my internet and TV package recently. They did a Black Friday deal. So I'm now on 500 megs. And it's been worse than what it was when I were on 300. So I don't know what Virgin Media are playing at. Witcher 2, I'm not far into it. I'm about 3 hours into it now. I've done the epilogue. I'm in the first chapter. I got to the first town of Flotsam, and I'm just doing a few quests there. I'm really liking it. The combat's really good, a lot better, a lot easier to manage because you can dodge and roll and stuff, unlike the PC version, which was very clunky. But yeah, really good. I have played another game, actually.
Oh, go on then.
Is that what you want to discuss on Witcher 2 before I move on?
I was just going to say, this year I'm going to go back to Witcher 3 and see if I can finish.
Yeah, if you've got a choice of them all, I'd definitely play Witcher 3.
I've heard these are long games. I've not played any of them. Is it worth it? I mean, come on. You know my style of game, Mark. Is it worth playing these games or not?
I would always recommend anyone trying Witcher 3. And if you don't like it after you've done the sort of like first little island, because it's not that large until you move on to the main map, and then that is humongous. But the first main island for the first initial few quests where you defeat a griffin, if you don't like it, then you're not going to like it. But even a newcomer to RPGs, I think, are going to enjoy this. The voice acting, the animations, the character, the world is so vibrant. It's just a fantastic game. I think it's brilliant. So yeah, I'd highly recommend it to anyone.
Cool. Okay. All right. I'll give 3 a go.
Yeah. So I started another game this weekend. I fancied something different, and I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan. And I bought it a while ago in a sale. But I think it's now in Game Pass as well. Anyway, that's Assassin's Creed Rogue, the remaster. This is one what came out the same time as Black Flag, and it only came out on originally PS3 and Xbox 360, and this was because Black Flag only came out at the time the new gen consoles, the Xbox One and the PS4. But now they've obviously released it on current gens, and it's available now. It's very old school Assassin's Creed. After playing a lot of Origins and Odyssey, it's nice to sort of like throw back a little bit. It's got the old school Assassin's Creed controls from 1-2. 3 and Black Flag. It's not as obviously RPG as Origins and Odyssey, but so far I'm enjoying it. I've only got about 3 hours into it so far, but yeah, really good. For a remaster from a 360 game, it looks superb. It looks really good. Animations are good. Voice acting's really good. And so far, the story's pretty decent. There's a lot of backstory. It even goes back to some backstory from Altair, from Assassin's Creed 1. So if you're a fan of a series, it's definitely worth a play.
Is this the one they released when the Xbox One came out?
Yeah, well, it didn't come out on Xbox One originally.
No.
This was the one that came out on 360 and PS3 to pacify fans of a series, because Black Flag only came out on the newer stuff. It's got very much Black Flag elements into it. You can see it was made at the same time, because you captain a ship, just like in Black Flag. You've got the same combat as Black Flag on the ship with the cannons and everything. There's a bit of naval warfare. I've just done that this afternoon. So, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm liking it. It's nice to go like old school Assassin's Creed again for a change.
Yeah, Black Flag was my favourite.
Yeah, it was a superb.
My favourite so far. I haven't played the latest ones, Odyssey and the other one. But Black Flag was superb.
Yeah, the real world present day stuff in this is like Black Flag, where you're in Abstergo Entertainment, where you're like a game player. So it's got that vibe to it on the Animus side of it, unlike the earlier and later games. So yeah, pretty good. Enjoying it so far. So I'll probably have more to report on that next week.
Excellent. Pete, have you played any of the Assassin's Creed games?
I played, which was the second one? My brother really recommended it.
Assassin's Creed 2.
What was the, you know, the, is it Origins or?
No. There's obviously the first game, the second game. Then they did a Brotherhood and Revelations, which were tied into the second game's character. Then they did Black Flag. Then we did three. Assassin's Creed 3, which was Connor. It was a native mixed race guy. And then 4 was Black Flag. And then they released Rogue on the other consoles. And then you had...
the one in France.
Unity in France. Then Syndicate. And then you had the Origins and then Odyssey.
Oh, no, they're the more recent ones. And
yeah.
It must have just been a Assassin's Creed 2. Yeah. I thought it just had something after it. It was,
2 was epic. 2 was set in Italy, in Rome and Venice and everywhere. And that was the character was Ezio Auditore.
God, yeah, 2 was absolutely superb.
There was this Assassin's Creed that my brother recommended, and it was a lot of it was a lot worse than Red Dead Redemption. There was a lot of
riding. Yeah, it'll be 2 and Brotherhood. I know Mike's favourite is Brotherhood.
Was it. Yeah.
Well, that's linked into 2. There was 2 spin-off games from Assassin's Creed 2, which was Brotherhood and Revelations, and all 3 of them games are in what's called the Assassin's Creed Ezio Collection, which is currently, I don't know if it still is, but it's the last Xbox game sale. They were on sale for £8 for all 3 games. I caved in and bought them.
It's Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I was after the name afterwards. You know, us Black Country folk, we're silly in that way. Brotherhood. And I didn't like it. It was just too much faffing around now.
There is a lot of... you need a bit of patience. There's a lot of stealth involved. A lot of planning.
I'm as patient as you like. I got seriously 2 and 3 on Gears of War, and not many people have got that. And if nobody knows what you have to do to get
that's
those,
more check up. Perseverance and patience, isn't it? That's just keep plodding on it. But
I still think you need patience to get it. It took me I think it was about 18 months to get seriously 3.
Yeah,
it's nuts. But Assassin's Creed, I thought it was repetitive. But it was not interesting. It was too monotonous for me.
Three was quite boring. Got a lot of slating by people and critics for being a bit mediocre and a bit of a poor plot line, which it did. I still enjoyed it, but it wasn't as good as the others. 2 and Brotherhood.
I'm not gonna slate it like I would slate Halo. No. I mean that's just shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Assassin's Creed, it was pretty. You could see that there were some exciting missions and what have you, but it was just that the bits in between were too long for me.
They are long games, especially the later ones, the RPG type ones, the Origins and Odyssey. They are huge. I think I've got 80 hours in Odyssey. I've completed the main story, but there's still a shit ton to do on it. The map is absolutely massive. You've got like most of Europe on it, like Greece and all that area, and it's just humongous. It's just too big, really. I mentioned that when I was playing Wildlands, it gets a bit overwhelming, and you get a bit fed up with it. I still like them. I still really enjoy them. I'm looking forward to the next one. And that's why I've started playing these, because there's been quite a bit of hype recently, a bit more leakage, because the new one's supposed to be coming out this year with the release of the new consoles. And you'll like this, Pete, because it's set in Viking times.
Yes.
Last year, there was rumours that it was going to be called Assassin's Creed Kingdoms, but now they're banging around, it's going to be called Assassin's Creed Ragnarok. Apparently, Amazon leaked a bit of info and dates on it. So,
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I'm so into Vikings, because they were brutes.
Oh,
they?
Yeah.
Evil people. Yeah. But
The TV series Vikings, which is on Amazon Prime, it was my mum who told me to start watching that. She watched it ages ago, season one. She says, "Oh, you got to watch this. It's really good. It's really good." And I started watching it. I'm thinking, fucking hell, mum, it's brutal as fuck.
It is,
It's really good.
And Rolo, Matt Rush, and she was like, "Whoa, look, bit of them."
I really miss the early ones. I miss, obviously, the main character of Ragnar Lothbrok. And Rollo.
By the way, people who haven't watched it, he's there.
And obviously, she's still in it. Catherine Winnicke's character. What's her name now?
Lagatha,
yeah, she's great in it. It's a really good series. I can't wait to see season six.
I haven't seen it myself, but my family are, with the name Olsen, we're Norwegian. Went over to Norway early in the year. I'm going back in 2021.
Whereabouts?
So. All over, my family from Stavanger.
It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely loved it. Feel really, really at home there. But so back again in 2021. Should be very nice.
Can we come with you?
Yeah, sure. Hop on the boat. We're going on a boat. So, Pete, what have you been up to? What have you been playing?
There's one game that I've been playing. In fact, do you know what? I've been playing one game and I've been watching one person playing another game. I've been addicted to, and I wish I had to listen to Bongo when he said, "Play Call of Duty Modern Warfare Online," because
you could have traded it in, weren't you?
Yeah, I still ain't traded it in.
I'm glad you haven't really, because it's so good. We'll have to get a game online.
There's the Jedi game as well. I've not even got around to going.
Well, I've started that, but I stopped playing it when I didn't feel right good. And I didn't want to, I was telling Greg, I didn't want to sort of like play it at the moment when I'm not 100% got my mojo. Because I didn't want to, like, not waste the game, but I want to play it when I really want to play it. So I'm saving that. Put it on the back burner.
Well, that was my game of the year, I think, for last year. It was just amazing. But, oh, God, I'm so addicted to the online multiplayer. I shouldn't be, because I've played so much of it before. On Modern Warfare 2, even Call of Duty on the PC years ago, Call of Duty 3 was it, and Call of Duty 2. I've just played it to death, but I can't leave it alone. I'm firing up the Xbox every single time, and I'm just putting on multiplayer. And there's this one game mode that I absolutely love. It might have been mentioned before. It's called, is it Gunfight?
Yeah. You start off with random weapons, and there's 2v2.
Gun match then.
Gun game. Yeah.
Right. So it takes 18 kills to win the game, and for every kill that you have, your weapon changes. So you start off with a pistol, then you go to a shotgun, then you go to a sniper rifle, then you go to a semi-automatic, then you'll go to a fully automatic gun, then you'll have an RPG or something, and there's 18 kills to win the game. I've not won one yet. I can't wait till I get there. And you pretty much have to get a kill with every gun that's available on that map. And my God, it is so addictive. I just can't get off it. I don't know what it is. Every hour that I've got spare that I can just fire it up, that's all I'm playing.
Yeah.
And I'm not playing anything else, and it's really bad because there's plenty of other games, and I'm sure there's some great games out there, but it's getting addictive.
Yeah, and I think that's why I haven't bought it.
Okay.
So I haven't bought it yet, because when I've previous CODs, when I've got into them, it just, because it's that constant back in, one more game, and it's so fast. There's no waiting around in lobbies. You bang straight in. I really want to guess it, but
the waiting time's not too bad. It's a lot less than before. The game's a lot faster than Modern Warfare 2.
It's better paced than the Blops shit and the Advanced Warfare stuff, isn't it? The futuristic stuff. And I think that's why a lot of people have got back into it, me included, because I haven't played a Call of Duty for years since Modern Warfare 2, really.
Well, I played, I can't remember which one it was, Advanced Warfare, I think it was. And I didn't like that. Just not playing it again. So this is the first COD game that I've played since Advanced Warfare, and I don't know it's just sucked me in. Everything about do you know what really gets me as well with the multiplayer? You know, you got like three of your teammates on the ground already, and you're getting a chopper it's just like this POV of a chopper. You're on it coming in and you're joining your teammates, and then the countdown comes and you're off and you're ready to fight. And it's just so slick. It's unreal. It's fast paced. There's a lot of weaponry to get used to, but there's so much ranking up that you can do. If you could change between weapons and doing that gun game, you rank up so quickly by playing that game, because you're changing weapons all the time. So, you rank up pretty quickly. I heard Pilch talking about it on the Boss Wave that once you get to a certain point, it resets after a season or whatever. I've not got to that yet. I've not played it as much as Pilch, but man, I love it. Yeah. I just can't get off it.
Well, that other game mode, what you mentioned earlier, I like playing that. I've played a bit of that with Greg. Gunfight, that's really good. It's two versus two, but Sarah's just been saying they've done a 3v3 now in the latest season update.
Yeah.
But you're basically on a small map like the Gulag Showers or something like that. It's 2v2, and you all start with the same weapon, so you might start with just a pistol, or you might have a shotgun each, or a sniper, and you've all got the same weapon, and it's like, once you're dead, that's it, you're out, you don't respawn. And once both team members are dead, the other team gets a point, and that's quite cool. That's quite fun with friends as well. Me and Greg were playing that with Hards and Chinny on private matches just before Christmas. That was good.
Yeah. It's worth the money.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to trade it in now. No. I'm not going to buy. I'll send the Star Wars game in, and I'll just keep playing this till the death now.
Yeah. have you tried the large war mode, the big battle?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No, I got very disorientated.
Yeah.
There's too many zones that you can spawn into. I felt like I was getting killed a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
I think once you drop into that zone and you get a lot of kills, you're pretty much dominating.
Yeah.
You get streak, you throw your air strikes in and blah blah blah, or it just felt to me that you get dominated very easily if you've got a few kills behind your back. I might be wrong, I don't know whether you can
I found that you was, if you didn't have anyone to spawn onto in the area, you'd be running for a long way and then you'd die sort of like pretty quick when you're running, and it was, I found it was trying too hard to be Battlefield, but a lot of people play it and a lot of people like it. So, but there's plenty of other game modes to enjoy. Like I say, Gunfight is good. I like Demolition. Headquarters.
Demolition was my favourite on Modern Warfare 2. But the one thing
Domination. Sorry, Flags.
The one I really like, but you don't get much XP from, is Infection. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
But I felt like I wasn't getting enough XP. And that's the other thing as well. I've sucked into that stupid bloody mode of getting, I'm a rank. I'm going to go up a rank.
You're levelling up, you level the guns up now as well, don't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's why gun game's great, because you get kills from all of your weapons and you rank them up pretty quickly. So I found from playing, I think it was Hard Points, which is a pretty good game mode to rank up. I tell you what I really like as well, when you go on to the multiplayer and you go into quick play, you can filter the games that you don't want to play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I really like that. So if you don't want to get into infected, which don't give you much XP, it's great. And the other thing is, well, at the moment, every time I seem to be going in, it gives you double XP. So you seem to be getting some great XP from some of the games as well. And I feel like every game I'm playing, I'm getting a healthy amount of XP and ranking up very quickly.
When you level up, you do earn double XP tokens as well, don't you? You can activate for half an hour or an hour, which are quite cool.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's slick. It's going to take some beating. It's probably going to be some futuristic or post-apocalyptic junk next time round, but I'm not going to play that. I think I'll stick with this until it dries out, and then I'll move on to the next one. But I'm really struggling to find another game that's making me move from this. But I did watch my brother today play Poker VR, and he's probably going to mention it tonight on his poo show. It's like, I can't keep talking about this enough. I'll big it up all the time. It's great. The one problem I did find today, that when we clicked for the mic to go from mute to mic on, the game kept on crashing, but it's in beta mode, so they've got issues to sort. It's just one of those things. But I find, like, when I've got time when I need to be quiet, I stick on the VR headset, play Poker VR, you just get lost in it, you can play for hours. And today with Mike going through all of the thing that he did with the next door neighbor's house being on fire, he had to evacuate and come over ours, and that was the first thing. He was like, I want to play Poker VR, and he was sucked in it. And Tara was like, Mike, because they got the phone call to say that he could go home, and he could tell that he wanted to sit there for another 2 hours and play poker, because I got the Google Chromecast and everybody could see what he was doing, and he was loving it. You know, he was throwing all inappropriate hand signs to all of the players that were on his table, as you do when you first start it. And then after, it's like when he was playing a few games, he was fist bumping them and trying to, to just communicate with them through sign language. He was loving it, absolutely loving it.
The characters look a bit weird, don't they? They're just like a torso, a head, and two floating hands.
That was the first thing a Mog did. When he put it on, he was like, oh my God, you know, I've got no legs. And but they couldn't hear him because he was on mute. So we tried to put him on to mic on, and the game crashed for some reason. So I don't know what happened there. Maybe it was something to do with, you know, them working on the scripts and stuff with the mics, but it just wouldn't work. I was a bit disappointed, really, that he couldn't interact with any of the other people, because it's great just to interact with the people around his table, and you do have some real good fun.
I keep throwing poker on the Xbox. I've got two poker games on there. I've got the free one, which was Prominence Poker. Yeah. And there's also Pure Poker, where from the people who did Pure Pool, which is a better game. But I keep throwing that one again.
Was it Prominence or Providence Poker a fair bit when it came out?
Yeah.
But there was that Avatar Poker as well.
Oh yeah, on the 360 one. Yeah, that was
good. On the 360. Oh, yeah.
Full House Poker.
Full House Poker.
Yeah, that was good as well. Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah. Okay, anything else, Pete?
That's it from me, thank you.
Purely COD. And it's for me, as with last week, I've continued with XCOM 2. I've lowered the difficulty level and now storing through. It's still quite difficult, but I've decided that I'm going to keep hammering it to try and complete it. It's a game from 2016, so...
I've still got it on my list to do. I've started it, but not played it. And like you say, it's... Compared to the first XCOM, it's a lot tougher.
It is. This is just down your street, Pete.
And with this one, on the first game, you just had to get back to the ship in that area, in that play zone. On this, you have to actually go up the rope and properly escape, don't you? And you've got to do it in so many moves.
Yeah, and that's the worst bit. If you don't complete the mission in a certain number of moves, your players that you've spent hours and hours building up and upgrading get captured and you never see them again.
Fantastic. You'd love that, wouldn't you? You know, you spend all these hours playing this game and then it just absolutely donkey punches you.
Completely.
Why would you even play a game that does that? Listeners, me and Phil have the complete opposite taste in games, right? And this is the fantastic thing that we've got within our community. You listen to all this geekiness, and it's from complete opposite sides of the spectrum. And when you listen to me speak and talk about games, they're the complete opposite of games that Phil would probably like. And I can definitely say the games that Phil likes are just not my games whatsoever. Why, Phil, yes, would you put that amount of hours, or, you know, even if it was 30 minutes, right, what would you play 30 minutes of a game? And you just, you know, you're ranking them up and you're buying all these little bits and pieces and, you know, you give them, I don't know, a bit of a new haircut and a new eye colour and some new, I don't know, dip them in gold. And then all of a sudden, after 30 minutes of gameplay, oh, you don't get to see it again because, I don't know, Henry here has just shot him in the face. And
that does happen. There is a thing on XCOM where they can get panicked by enemy fire. They'll panic and just turn around and shoot your own players. I've had that before.
Why would you go through all of that trouble and not get to see that person again? Or,
well, if you play it on easy, you can reload it.
Yeah, that's one thing. Easy and normal, and I think hard. It's only Iron Man that you can't reload levels, or reload your last auto save point. So quite often, if one of the characters has that I've spent a lot of time building up and gaining experience and being promoted and skills and everything, I will, if he gets shot, I'll go, yeah, okay, load game, go back a couple of minutes and try again. But it's not an odd genre, but it's one of those things where you take your time and you make decisions, and then very quickly you realize that was possibly the wrong decision and you can't necessarily go back on it.
No.
And it's that constant thinking. For me, this sort of thing, and I know Greg loves it as well, this sort of thing is great because it builds tension. Really, really does build tension as you progress.
To lose characters that you've built up over that. Yeah. I mean, it worries me, actually. You know, if we did something on a reality level, right, there was like, you know, me, Mark, Bongo, Kim, Greg, you, and, you know, it was all in this realistic thing, and we could get shot and stuff. And we spend all this time getting to know each other like we have, and then me and Mark get shot, and you're like, oh, well.
Funny you should say that, Pete. In this game, you can actually rename your characters.
Yeah. Oh.
So at the moment, Mark is doing quite well. Greg's dead. Kim's kicking ass.
You've got no feeling. That's our general. He's gone. Oh my god!
No, it was sad that he died, but it was an honourable death. He didn't. He got captured. That was it.
Greg, if you're listening to this show, come on. We need to look at this guy. He's got problems.
Well, this game isn't one of them. No, it's great. I mean, I love this sort of game, and
you might like
and strategy
the,
in general.
Yeah, you might like the Narcos game. I picked that up at Christmas with some Christmas money I had. I've not played much of it yet. I know Greg started it, but that's something.
Where did we play this?
EGX.
EGX.
Yeah.
No, Greg was playing. It's
different to this. Yeah, you just do one character at a time, whereas this you do the whole team at a time. Whereas Narcos is one character at a time. And you have to pick which character.
Similar to Mutant Year Zero, which
enjoyed that as well. Yeah.
It's a fantastic game. And there's Empire of Sin coming this year, which is set in Chicago with gangsters.
Right.
That looks really, really good, actually. Yeah.
Oh, there's one on PC I got a while ago, Wild West or something. What Greg told me about. Or it might be on Xbox, I can't remember. But that's a similar thing. set in the Wild West strategy.
It's the future.
Turn-based.
It's the future. Mm. And Pete, I read, you know, Gears of War, the Gears of War series, one of my favourite games ever.
Yeah.
So I'm not narrow-minded like you. You just choose to, choose to spend your time playing what you want to play. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's like, some, you know, sports games I don't do.
No.
Okay.
At all. You know, I toy with racing games every now and then, but even then, it's not, they're not really for me. And to be honest, you know, complete shoot 'em ups like Call of Duty, again, not really for me. I love the Battlefield games, but, you know, everyone has their, and as you say, this is the great thing about our team is that we've got such diverse tastes. Completely and totally different in some ways.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right. I think we may have a new quiz, guys.
Yeah, a brand new quiz. You ready for the intro?
Let's go. Well,
you'll recognise this. Yeah, it's blankety blank.
I'm way too young to remember that.
Give
over.
Oh,
shut up.
Don't believe you.
I'm way too young.
Really?
Is that Michael Barrymore?
No, it was Terry Wogan.
Terry Wogan, and then Les Dawson did it for a bit.
I'm kidding.
Then Lily Savage, and then David Walliams did it recently, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
Yeah. So, the OC blankety blank quiz, not stolen from the iconic BBC quiz show in any way, shape or form. Please put your hand together for a brand new OC blankety blank quiz. I'll give you a popular character from a video game and then a well-known quote from that character, but one of the words will be blanked out. All you have to do is tell me what that word is.
Yes.
You can do that via WhatsApp. Now, if you don't know what it is, you can have some hilarious fun with this. Just let me get my my document up. All right, and those at home can play along, because I'm going to put it on the stream. I've even made an overlay for it. I can find it. So, are you ready for your first blankety-blank question?
This is like Cards Against Humanity.
It is, yeah.
But we can choose our answer.
Right, so your first one is from Andrew Ryan in Bioshock. And the quote is... No, that's not the quote.
It's
that was loud.
No, that was my chair.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
It was. It's the arm of the chair. It wasn't me. Mine were a lot lower than that.
It must be all those pulses and chickpeas. And oh, wow.
Right, so Andrew Ryan in Bioshock said, "We all make choices in life, but in the end, our blank makers." What is that blank? Any ideas?
Okay. I've answered.
Right. I've got an answer from Phil. Right. So, Phil has put mistakes, which is a sensible answer. And Pete has put sperm donor, which is a silly answer.
Which is correct.
Which is correct, yeah. No, the correct answer is... Anyone in the chat got it? We've got anyone in the chat now? The correct answer is... Choices.
Oh,
our choices makers.
So simple.
Yeah.
Sperm donor's way much better.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on to question.
So 2 points for both of us. Well done. Well done, Pete.
Right. Your second blankety blank is from Parthenix in Elder Scrolls 5.
Why are you
Skyrim?
Picking me?
Skyrim.
Parthenix from OCD&D.
Yeah. Yeah, Richard would be thrilled about this one. And he says, what is better, to be born good or to overcome evil nature through great blank?
Can you repeat it, please, Mark?
Yeah, what is better, to be born good or to overcome your evil nature through great blank? What is the blank?
I've submitted my answer.
I've got Pete, Phil's Any idea, Pete?
Oh, I'm going to put this. A sensible one.
Oh, that's close. Right, so Phil thinks, Parfsnick said, what is better, to be born good or to overcome your evil nature through great farts? Sadly, that is not correct, but it's funny. And Pete has put, what is better, to be born good or to overcome your evil nature through great greatness? Great greatness doesn't really go together, but I like your idea and you were very close because it was great effort.
Oh, come
effort.
On.
It's not right.
Well, hang on. Let's just turn back time. Mm. And Mark, check your WhatsApp messages.
Sadly, that message came through at 21:57. So it doesn't qualify, unfortunately.
We need to get points because Kim's going to win this again. And I'm not having it because you win every time. And
I can see this be a very low-scoring quiz.
Yes.
But that's going to be all the more fun of it.
Well, it's just going to be rude.
This is just a trial session today. I could do multiple choices, I suppose.
Yeah, multiple choices.
Yeah, for the effort one, I could have put greatness.
can we just carry it on as it is for now until... Bongo is just going to be a classic at this.
yeah.
And then we'll do multiple choice.
Well, I could give a multiple choice, or is it something else?
Could do.
Right, and your last one is... I said it'd be a quick quiz, didn't I? I just thought of it last night. It just sprung to my mind what quiz can I do. Is G-Man from Half-Life 2. And he said, the right blank in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. The right blank in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. What is the blank? I don't know if you have blankety blank in America. I can't believe you aren't seeing this, Pete. Because in the game show, they choose a word and the celebrities wrote a word down, and if they match, they get a point. They don't have to get the exact word. But, right, here we go. We've got two answers here. Right, so Pete thinks the right president in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. He's been watching too much Trump. And Phil says the right gun in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. Sadly, you're both incorrect. The correct answer is the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
I almost put man.
But the president at the moment is a man, so can I have half a point?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's it for Blankety Blank.
Thanks, Mark.
Short
that was really
sweet.
Good. It's good.
Yeah, it's tough.
Very, very tough. I might do multiple choice next week. Or maybe the week after, just like you said, just try it on Bongo for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's do some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, some news this week. Xbox console streaming is now available for all Xbox Insiders. So this is now available for all members of the Xbox Insider program. And you just need to download the Xbox Insider Hub app on your system. And it means that you can start streaming your games to your Android phone right now, which is a real bugger because I don't have an Android phone.
I really
want to try this.
Yeah, and I think this is separate to xCloud, but this is included with xCloud when you eventually get xCloud. But xCloud, obviously, you can play the games what you own without your console, but this is streaming from your console, so your console will fire up and stream it to your device.
Yeah.
So you have to be on your hard drive. I don't have an Android one.
So this is similar to streaming it to your PC?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and like the PlayStation app, can't remember what it's called. I think it's just called PS4 app. You can stream on there as well. If you've got a Vita, you can stream your PS4 games, which is quite cool.
Oh, okay. Well, this is still a pre-release version, so it probably won't work perfectly. But until then, Microsoft said it's eager to get even more feedback from a broader set of players in a wider variety of environments from all over the world. So hopefully this should be rolling out xCloud to iOS fairly soon.
Can't come quick enough.
Yeah. Talking about things that can't come quickly enough. The first one, Cyberpunk 2077, has been delayed from its original April 16th release date to September 17th, which is the usual things. They say we're currently at a state where the game is complete and playable, but there's still work to be done, CD Projekt Red said in a press release. So a lot of people, there hasn't been much fallout on this. These days, most people say, you know, we've waited this long for it. We're going to wait a bit longer. We want it polished and fixing. So
I think there's been that much bad press recently of big games, like particularly one what springs to mind is Anthem, where they've been released and they've been broken, janky, not enough content. And you can see it needed more time on it, really. So I'm glad they're doing this, because I'd rather wait and have a proper polished game than something what's half-cocked and not finished.
Yeah, and it's rare that a game can recover from it as well. Yeah, so especially if it's a new IP. So Anthem never really recovered. They've tried to. They're talking about completely reimagining it and restarting it to try and get back, but I don't think they will.
No. And if I do, I know it's free on EA Access now, but I don't think we're going to sell many copies. So I think it would be a bit of a lost cause.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be getting it when it comes out. Pete, Cyberpunk 2077, are you interested in that one?
I'm totally in on this. Yes.
Yeah. Well, these are the same people who did Witcher 3. So you can see the pedigree of the game making.
I think the hype's got me more than anything. Yeah. I've not really seen much of the game. I think the hype's just got me. And I think as far as the delay, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if they're delaying it and it's making the game better, then why not?
But yeah.
As far as a developer's concerned, I'd like to be out there and honest and just say, yeah, it's done. We're just fixing a few things. We need to delay it, but it's going to be good. As long as I deliver it at that point, you know, I wouldn't be disappointed as a consumer. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and it's not as if we haven't got plenty of other things to play with, you know, to play. You know, an example of that would be Marvel's Avengers, which is due in May. Oh, hang on. Marvel Avengers has been delayed until September as well. So just a week and a half.
Aliens Colonial Marines as well. There's that. Yeah. I've still got to play it, but that's game of the year.
Yeah, no, you don't need to play that.
In all honesty, it's not too bad.
No?
I've actually got it on disc for PS3 and I've never played it. I think I paid £2 for it in CEX ones.
So Square Enix are delaying Avengers to September 2020, and that also coincides with the delay of Final Fantasy VII, the Final Fantasy VII remake. So that's been delayed as well. Again, I don't think people are throwing their toys out the pram about these big games being delayed. They want it working first time.
The demo that I played of Avengers was absolutely amazing.
I know Greg's excited for this game.
It was brilliant. It was worth waiting 2 hours in a queue for. In fact, it might have been longer than that. I can't remember now. Me and Robin's son was there for it. Just felt like forever queuing just to play this game. And what we did play, which was about 20 minutes, was just phenomenal. And if the whole game pans out to that, I don't know how long the campaign is. If it's only about 4 hours long, I'll be gutted. But if it pans out to be as good as the demo was, you know, this is another one. You know, I'll pay for this game. I'm not. I don't know why, because I was really big into. I mean, you like Judge Dredd, don't you, Phil?
Yeah.
I was.
There goes my connection again.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
My internet took a shit again then.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I mean, same for me, Pete. When I was growing up, it was 2000 AD. It was Eagle. And
oh, man.
Sorry?
What's that? No, Slane was it? Was the guy on the 2000 AD comic, the guy with it, he was almost like the barbarian.
Yes, Slayer.
Slayer? Was it Slayer or Slane?
Slane, like. Yeah.
Man, class.
Yeah, that was brilliant stuff. And we didn't really have the, I didn't have access to Marvel and DC comics. Occasionally you'd find some at a charity store or something and pick them up. Obviously, we had the films, the Superman films and Spider-Man TV show and all that sort of thing. But, we didn't really have that. So my introduction really to the Marvel side was the movie.
Not again.
As Mark drops in and out.
Yeah, and went off again. Fucking Virgin Media. Pay all that money and you fucking get shit service.
Yeah. Okay, well, coming out in the next week, we have Moons of Madness on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on January 21st. No idea what that is. Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, PlayStation 4, January 23. Again, I know what Kingdom Hearts is, but I don't know what Remind is. You guys know?
No idea.
Mosaic on PlayStation 4, Xbox One on Switch on January 23rd. Oddworld, Stranger's Wrath HD on the Switch.
That's an old game, isn't it?
It is,
I'm sure that were a 360 title.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, on the Switch. Rugby 20, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, January 23rd. There's never been a good rugby video game.
Do you know the rules, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to know the rules. I've just not got round to. It's like American football, you know. I see all the crowds, you know. That this is it's a fantastic game. You can see by the following. I don't know the rules. Is there an easy? Come on, this is how we do this in simple terms that can explain this to us
for rugby or for American football. Well,
But what confuses me is there's two forms of rugby, isn't there? There's rugby union and rugby league. And yeah, one of them you can pass forward and one of them you can't. And I always get mixed up with them.
Neither of them you can pass forward.
Right.
So neither of them you can pass forward. Rugby league is a lot like American football in that you're trying to get the ball up the field in as many plays or in five or so plays as possible for American football. Rugby league breaks quite a bit. Rugby union is a bit more fluid. I was brought up playing rugby union, and that's my sport, I suppose. I mean, American football is again. I can't. You probably get Greg to explain it a lot better than I could. But it's not too complicated, to be honest. And finally, we've got The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners on PC, January 23rd. Again, haven't heard of this one.
No.
Which is unusual. Walking Dead games usually get quite a big fanfare. So, play dates. If you see any of us online, drop us a message on Xbox or PlayStation or PC. Just drop us a message, jump into our games. Send us an invite, and most of the time we'll drop in and say hello. And we have this little competition called Victory Achieved, Pete.
Victory Achieved is a wicked, absolutely wicked. I don't even know who's thought of this, but it's a wicked contest that you can join in. And we basically ask you to complete a computer game, a console game. You just get there to get to the end credits and take a selfie of yourself. Not with, just the screen and your finger like Mark does. Or just an eyeball.
The corner
like
of my face, yeah.
Yeah. We want the whole of your beautiful face and the credits behind you once you've completed this game to celebrate that moment. And we need you to have a Twitter account. And all you need to do is tag #VictoryAchieved and send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter, and we will enter you into this contest. It's a quarterly contest, and we'll basically enter you in there just to win some money. Free so money. Hopefully if you get pulled out of that hat, you'll win either, I think it's £15.
$20.
Or $20, yep. And you can spend it on Xbox Live Stream or PlayStation Now, Nintendo, or strippers on the corner of Sev Street in London. I've made that up. So just ignore that. But you can win some money. And, yeah, it's easy enough to do so. Now, some of the people have completed games this week, and three of those people, Colin Allcars, Legend of Zelda LA, Caliburn M, Untitled Goose Game, and Bingo the Mundane, COD Modern Warfare. So those three have completed games this week and entered the contest to win that money. But for now, they win this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
That LA is Link's Awakening. I just put LA for short. I thought you might have known that, Pete. Being a games podcaster, you know what I mean?
No.
It's the crossover between the... Oh, my mind's gone blank now.
See, even Phil's...
Yeah, it's gone.
Listen, Mark, forget your Link's Awakening.
I don't play Nintendo, and I knew it.
Well...
GTA, that's it. GTA and...
You know what? My brother loves Nintendo, and he's been calling it Nintendo for the last 10 years of podcasting. So, anyway.
So, who's this new guy, Bingo the Mundane?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's the epitome of podcasting. Yeah. Right, so you can be part of the conversation as we broadcast on twitch.tv/OC podcast. Mixer.com/OC podcast and YouTube.com/OC podcast at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. on East Island, 7 a.m. in Australia. And tonight we've had joining us, we've had Commander Root, we've had RCGC, Sarah, we've had Scott's Tubby, we had Bingo, and who else have we had? We had... Someone popped in very, very quickly just to say hello.
Hards, Game Over UK.
Yep. Brilliant. And Tom, I think, dropped in as well.
Oh, yeah, Gunslinger. Yeah. He won this quarter's, well, last quarter's victory achieved. So he won £15 Xbox Live for doing absolutely nothing apart from sending a picture of himself to Robin. Nothing sexual.
So we would love some iTunes reviews, some tune-in reviews, Stitcher, as well as YouTube reviews. And we have a number of OC podcast clubs and communities across Xbox and PlayStation. The Minecraft realm has sadly been switched off. I decided to switch that off because no one was going in there. No one had been in there for a few months. I hadn't actually played for about 6 or 7 months. Decided to bring that to an end for the moment. No doubt we'll relaunch again when the new version of Minecraft comes out. So all those buildings have been lost. Gone into the ether.
Did someone blow my brother up?
I think it was too late.
Yeah. Won't they just stay like in suspended animation in case you resurrect the realm, or will they be gone forever?
It might do, actually. Yeah, it might do. They might stay there.
Yeah. There might be a time limit, might 12 months or something. Then it might wipe it. Yeah.
Bring it back. So we do want to hear from you, and this lady will tell you how.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us. podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Nicole. So we ought to get back on. We'll see if we can get her back on.
Yeah, apparently I've heard she's coming back later on this year.
No. Superb. Lots of people returning. Right. Shout outs and finishing off. Peter, who are you going to shout out this week?
I'm going to shout out my brother because I feel sorry for him because his house was like almost on fire this morning and he had to get kicked out and he felt like a victim. And he was phoning me up and he was like, oh, Peter, I'm homeless. And he was like, oh, he was just like, I can put him under my wing again. If you've heard my brother on podcasts, he's like this extrovert that's all out there. Yeah, I'm having it and giving it large. And, you know, he's like my little brother again this morning. I could take him under my wing. And so I'm going to shout out my brother. I'm going to shout out everybody that was in the chat. Gunslinger, Sarah, and all that group that just turn up every single week. They turn up more than we do.
That's very true, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
They do.
Maybe they should be on the show instead of us.
Yeah, they turn up more than we do. And, you know, they're just there consistently and throwing in their two pence. And, you know, I'm really grateful for that. And who else do I want to shout out? Mark.
Me?
He turned up out of nowhere. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you've got your mojo back, and
it's coming back. Yeah, yeah. And my podcast mojo's coming back. Yeah,
I miss you. You know,
I've missed you guys as well.
I'm sick of hearing Greg and like, you know, mixing the decks every week, and I want you back, and it's good to have you there, and Phil. You know, as much as our lists, our gaming lists are so of the opposite, and our diets.
Our drinking habits are the same, Pete.
Well, yeah, our drinking habits are the same. But yeah, I do love to see you on. We have that conflict of our games, but no, it's great. We've got a great variety on the show, and I love it. I just love being here every week. So shout out to everybody. Love you lots. And on to Mark, because I've gone on enough.
I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out everyone who sent me messages saying they've been missing me. So thank you very much. It means a lot. A shout out to everyone who suffers from depression and anxiety. That's what I've been suffering from for the past 6-7 weeks. It's not a nice thing to go through. I've had it since 2011, since my son passed away, and things keep kicking it off. It's just life, and you just got to talk to people and deal with it. So, yeah, everyone's got to just stay strong. So thank you for all the support. And I want to shout out to Virgin Media for fucking up my internet tonight. 3 times it went off. I pay all that money, I have 500 megabyte fucking internet speeds, and it can't even fucking run a stream. So thank you, Virgin. Thank you very much. And I'll let you take us out, Phil.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome back. This time of year is always difficult for a lot of us who have lost people, and that dark cloud and the, whatever you like to call it, the black dog in the corner, has visited quite a few of us over the years and keeps visiting back. But one thing is that we have a great family in this podcast, and the, you know, not just the hosts, not just you guys, but the community as well. Especially when we get to meet up at events like EGX, and actually, you know, meet with people. It feels sometimes like we've known them for years, and we've seen them, you know, face-to-face conversations. It just feels really natural, which is fantastic. And we will get to meet every single one of you, every single listener.
Even the gingers out there.
Even the gingers. We've met.
You come along. You just look at me, on, you know, and look at you like a ginger god.
There aren't any other gingers that listen to the show. You're the only one.
There is. Come on. Do you know what? For the when did I host the past like 3 weeks? We've had like 2 people join onto the WhatsApp chat. We've got that as well.
Yes, we have. That's only because Phil was shutting down the Minecraft Realms one.
Yeah, if I tell you what, if you've got a girlfriend or a wife who's really suspicious and you want to make her even more suspicious, join our WhatsApp chat because it pings all fucking night.
And there's loads in there now, isn't there? It's really good. It's really active. I love it.
Your phone going off all night and it's us lot talking about 1080p and 8K and, all of the pixels on Minecraft. So much interesting shit. Just join us. I'm sorry, Phil.
That's all right.
There's 26 people in it at the moment.
Just join it. Just send us your phone number.
Yeah.
Just a little tip. Just put it on mute and then you're not getting your phone battery dying after like 3 hours.
Mute. Get all the shit first and then you can show your wife that you're getting all these geeky messages.
Oh, look how popular I am.
I put my phone down the other day, went back to it, 150 messages.
Yeah.
150 messages.
And that's just from Robin showing you pictures of his penis.
Yeah, macro. Testing out the macro.
By the way, that is a select group. We have three groups, and Bongo doesn't offer that.
You have to pay for that.
No, that's a special privilege.
That's a Patreon account.
Yeah, it's a Patreon. Oh, stop.
Who else has one of them accounts?
Who would do that? Who would Patreon their podcast?
Yeah, I know. It's a sign of desperation, isn't it?
Anyway, shout out to you guys.
Patreoners! $6 a month, we're here all day long.
Put shoes on my kids.
Oh, well, at least it's going to pay for Mike's fire damage.
Yes, so thanks to you guys. Kim, I maybe he's in humble pie, probably. Yes, I will be.
Ooh,
the Chiefs are way out ahead now. So it's the fourth quarter, 15 minutes to go, and the Chiefs are 28-17 to my Titans. So well done, the Chiefs. They're running away from it. Running away with it, not from. Getting whipped. I don't really follow American football. I just do it to wind people up. But right. Thank you very much. We are the OC Podcast, the Overseas Connection Podcast. It's been a pleasure, as always, to let us bless your airwaves with our dulcet tones and our laughter and our jokes. And we hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection Podcast. Same time next week.